Welcome to a special preview of a Patreon-only episode of the Meat for Tea cast. You can go to patreon.com/meatfortea and sign up. For $2 a month or more, you can get exclusive episodes and previews of other special episodes before they come out to the general public. By becoming a Patreon supporter, you help support Meat for Tea and the Meat for Tea cast, which we'll really appreciate. Thanks for listening to the Meat for Tea cast. Here's a preview of this special episode.
Thanks for coming out to the Cirque to celebrate the 17th anniversary of Meat for Tea, the Valley Review. This is my official announcement that Talk to Your Neighbor time has come to an end because we have some illustrious and brilliant poets coming to read tonight, first of whom are none other than Jane Yolen and Peter Tacy. So let's give them a huge welcome.
She obviously thinks I'm taller than that. We're going on first, not because we're best, but because we're oldest. And we're both way past our bedtimes. So we're going to read you some poems. And the first one, we have, now I've lost it. See, I knew that was going to happen.
We want to be in the new issue, brand new issue of Meat for Tea. And I think you will find your poem.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
This one is called Now and Then I Go. Now and then I go outside into the cold, not to engage in the season, but to a store, see a doctor, have tea with a friend, get to my new writing group, be driven between my house and my husband's home. Once I went outside to go skating, skiing, to look for winter birds or marvel at the flows in the Connecticut River. Now I write about those things in the warmth of my house, surrounded by blankets, scarves, a cup of hot tea waiting on the desk. How age regulates our necessities, our loves.
This is called Us with a question mark. Funny word, us. Just sits there inert. Things happen to us. Us doesn't do anything. I prefer we. Now there's action. We do, well, just as we wish. One me and one me equals stasis. One eye and another eye. Get it? Such fun math, we two.
Thank you.
And I'm Carla Cook. Thank you. Glad to be here. Thanks to Meat for Tea and for all of you for being here. And I'm going to read the poems that are in the new book. And they start on page 127, if you're interested. They're dark. First one is called Dark and Deadly Weapons, and it's After a Modest Proposal by Jonathan Swift. Ways to reduce the surplus population in the 21st century. Let social media spread misinformation to hundreds of millions. Allow election suppression to keep those voters down. Oppress all who are not white men. Allow automatic weapons to be obtained by anyone who wants one. Kill 10 million a year with air pollution. Market self-driving cars. spew cancer-causing chemicals into water supplies above and below the Earth's surface, churn out plastic. The sixth gyre is in our blood and tissues. Create stress and destabilize until not only the suicidal and homicidal resort to guns. Broadcast on TV to inure us to violence, gore, and property destruction. Encourage consumers to want processed food in plastic packages. Lose ourselves to heart disease, cancer, COVID, stroke, diabetes, dementia. And every week, we read about the latest mass shootings.
Thank you. I'm going to read the three poems I have in this issue, and they are on pages 32 through 34, if you want to read along. Making plans. As my responsibilities diminished, blocks of time opened up and seemed to say, here we are. What will you do with us? I used to be so busy. I could barely complete a thought without someone interrupting me, but now my thoughts wander. Today I'm thinking about old Russia, land of serfs and imperial barracks, ruthless censors and the Siberian prisons, and the gentry and their tea and their leisure. On some level, they must have known that the whole situation couldn't last forever, but it lasted through one day, and the next. Miles away, groups of angry men were writing the future, and the future they wrote was brutal and clean. I started the day with a cup of coffee, and here I am. As I sketch out my future plans, I can almost feel the future shaking its head at me in a kindly way and saying, young man, you have no idea what's coming for you. The water people. After the lake dried up, people came to see the little village that had been flooded years ago by the dam. They came to see the houses that had survived the lake and the central courtyard, which was one giant mosaic made of river stones. There was a huge X in the middle of the courtyard, and below it, the words, the moon, always the moon. There were waves in the mosaic, and the people who built the town called themselves the water people, even though they were nowhere near the ocean. They became crazier with every generation, and at some point the governor said he had had enough. Flood it, he said, flood the town. They did, and the water people left. Now, with every full moon, people come to the village in the hopes that some of the descendants of the water people will return and explain a little bit about their world. Maybe some of the descendants are mixed in with the other visitors and are biding their time, waiting for the crowds to die down so they can quietly sit where their ancestors sat and look at the moon and not have to explain themselves, anything about themselves, to anyone.
If you'd like to hear more of this episode, please go to patreon.com/meatfortea and sign up. Your support will be greatly appreciated. You'll be helping support Meat for Tea and the Meat for Tea cast and all we do. Thanks so much for listening to the Meat for Tea cast. The Meat for Tea cast is produced by Elizabeth McDuffie and Meat for Tea, The Valley Review. Mixed by Mark Allen Miller at Zone Lab, East Hampton, Massachusetts. Visit Meat for Tea at www.meatfortea.com. You can reach us through meatforteacast@gmail.com, or you can leave a voice message at anchor.fm/meatforteacast. We welcome suggestions for contents for the Meat for Tea cast. If you've attended a Meat for Tea Cirque and want to hear
from one of the bands or one of the spoken word contributors? Please let us know. All portions are copyright Meat for Tea and their respective holders. Vote for Meat for Tea on your favorite podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at Elizabeef, Meat for Tea on Instagram, and on the Meat for Tea and Meat for Tea Cast Facebook pages. Meat for Tea is available everywhere you get your favorite podcasts.